House committee heard from supporters of the bill to create a $300 million fund offering credits to both renewable energy and nuclear power plants, while eliminating the requirement that utilities get a percentage of their power from renewables. But there's an apparent partisan split over what supporters call the Clean Air Bill and opponents label a nuclear power plant bailout. With some 50 scheduled witnesses, Chair Nino Vitale said he wanted to keep the committee moving.
We're really trying to limit to 5 minutes, as I stated in the opening, including questions.
So he moved on after allowing questions from two of his fellow Republicans and then not recognizing one from Democratic Representative Kristen Boggs.
I looked both ways, I'm sorry.
Democrats left, calling it a stunt committee meeting, and returned more than an hour later after talking with Vitale. Boggs said they wanted to fully vet their concerns, and when they felt they couldn't, they walked out.
It's a shame we had to do that in order to get to the point where we are now.
Vitale said they resolved the issue, but Democrats also said they hadn't seen the changes to the bill, which is a priority for Speaker Larry Householder, who was elected with a split of Republican and Democratic support. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.